Chapter 3. MacDill Air Force Base, Tampa, Florida. 11:35 hours, 4 September 2005. The ground handlers wanded the Gulfstream 5 to a stop on the visiting aircraft tarmac. An Air Force Master Sergeant, who Castillo had decided was a combination of crew chief and steward, moved quickly to open the door. Max, who had been lying in the aisle beside Castillo's chair, greeted him at the door and went down the steps long before anyone could stop him. Castillo looked out his window, vainly hoping that no one would be watching. General Bruce J. McNabb was marching toward the aircraft. Two officers, one middle-aged and the other younger, were on his heels. All were wearing the Army combat uniform, a loose-fitting garment of light green, gray, and tan camouflage material, worn with the jacket outside the trousers. All were wearing green berets. One of McNabb's rather bushy eyebrows rose, and his head moved toward the nose of the aircraft. Castillo couldn't see what he was watching, but there was a very good chance he was watching Max void his bladder on the nose gear.
"Sorry, Colonel," Niedermeyer said. "That son of a bitch is quick."
"Not a problem," Castillo said as he pushed himself out of his seat. General McNabb would have found something to criticize anyway. When Castillo got to the door, he saw Max was sitting at the foot of the stair door waiting for him. He went down the steps, faced General McNabb, came to attention, and saluted crisply. McNabb returned it with a casual wave in the direction of his forehead.
"I was going to compliment you, Colonel," McNabb said, "on your recruiting poster appearance. But curiosity overwhelms me. Where did that animal come from?"
"Sir, I'm going from here to Rucker. I thought Class A's would be a good idea."
"And the animal?"
"That's Max, sir. I'm keeping him for a friend." Niedermeyer came down the stairs.
"Jamie," General McNabb said, "didn't your mother ever tell you that you will be judged by the company you keep?"
"Good afternoon, sir," Niedermeyer said. "Good to see you, sir."
"It won't be afternoon for another 24 minutes, McNabb said. "But I'm glad to see you, too. Gentlemen, this is Sergeant Niedermeyer, one of the better communicators from the stockade. The splendidly attired officer is Lieutenant Colonel Castillo, and all the terrible things you have heard about him are true."
The colonel walked around McNabb and offered Castillo his hand.
"Tom Kingston, Castillo," he said. "And I have to tell you that on the way here, the general told Inman," he nodded toward the young officer, "that he hopes whatever you have that made you the best aide he ever had is contagious, because maybe he'll get lucky and catch it."
"Colonel Kingston," General McNabb said, "who betrays my confidential remarks at the drop of a hat, was wondering what you're doing here, Charlie."
"I couldn't tell him." "Are you going to tell him, or are you going to let him stumble around in the dark?"
"This might not be the best place to get into that, sir."
"Okay. Inman, take Sergeant Niedermeyer and the airplane crew and that animal somewhere nice for lunch. Eat slowly. When you're finished, bring them by my quarters. By then, Colonel Kingston, Lieutenant Colonel Castillo, and I will probably be through saying unkind things about enlisted men and junior officers."
"Yes, sir," the aide said.
McNabb made a follow-me gesture and started marching across the tarmac.